Okay, moving along to number six, Mr. Briggs.
Item six is our low-threat general discharge cases, which we provide every agenda for you as an information item. And so in this agenda, we have two discharges that are enrolled in the general waiver of waste discharge requirements for specific types of discharges. So that's a general order that the board has already adopted, and it's a simply administrative enrollment. And this is for the Mafi Trench in Santa Maria, and for the Chevron well development in Toro Canyon, and all of the Paul Creek Basin, Morro Bay. And then, again, a general waste discharge requirement for discharge of winery waste. And this is an enrollment of Cocovine Winery. I'll bet I said that wrong. Any questions on these enrollments?
Dr. Wolf?
Mr. Chair, just very briefly on the Chevron Company well development. How deep is this well going to be?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
I ask the question in terms of, you know, potential aquifers contamination.
Harvey Packard again. I don't know off the top of my head either. There's two sets of wells, though, and I know that the ones down at the mouth of Toro Creek are going to be shallower. Well, they will be shallow. The ones upstream might also be shallow, but I'm not sure of the depth.
I mention it because, you know, that's increasingly put to question is on both oil and gas exploration is cross-contamination of different aquifer level, shallow aquifer versus deep aquifer. Right. And I saw that our focus was on the excess water, you know, resulting from the drilling, but has also the proper seal being addressed?
Yeah. The drilling that they're referring to is for cleanup purposes, to clean up spills of oil that have happened over the years. This facility was used only for storage. There was never any production or exploration on this property.
Thank you for the clarification.
Any other board comments or questions on this item? Okay. We need board approval, correct, Mr. Briggs?
No.
No
information.
All right, because I.
On to eight.
Okay.